Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX, now playing, and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Whoa, okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Now available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, PodcastOne.com, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
Every year, millions of men across America dread spring cleaning, but I'm here to tell you there were a couple simple steps from Tommy John, the revolutionary underwear brand that's redefining comfort. There's a way to play this out to your advantage. Step one, spring clean your underwear drawer and toss out your old-fashioned ratty underwear. Step two, treat yourself and upgrade to a few pairs of Tommy John underwear in the softest, most breathable fabrics you've ever worn. Step three, when your fresh underwear is delivered, slip into them and experience the no-roll waistband for a perfect fit. Tommy John obsesses over every little detail. I am at the point where I can wear nothing but Tommy John underwear. True story. The underwear comes with a no-wedgie guarantee. That's important when you're a nerd like me. They've eliminated visible panty lines for women, and their quick draw fly has been proven to save men over 217 unfurling minutes a year. Hurry to TommyJohn.com/Patrick for 20% off your first order. That's TommyJohn.com/PATRICK for 20% off. TommyJohn.com/Patrick.
Joined by the four Danettes.
I was sequestered.
It's Dan Patrick.
Dan Patrick, the sportscaster. Welcome to the program. Last night I heard from some people saying, hey, you're trending on Twitter. I go, I'm not on Twitter. I said, well, you're on Twitter, and when did you get into politics? And I said, I try to shy away from politics. Then all of a sudden I saw the headline, Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, with the quote, lots of grandparents willing to die to save economy for grandchildren. Once again, to clarify, that's not me. Feel free to like that if you like that tweet, but that's not me, and that's not how I feel. Just saying. Wow. It was like, my wife says to me, what did you say on the show today? And I go, nothing. Like any other day. And I got friends who are Republicans. They're like, yeah, okay, hey, how about that? And I go, well, no. But, yeah, the lieutenant governor of Texas, the great state of Texas, that is not me. The quote, lots of grandparents willing to die to save economy for grandchildren.
Skip Bayless said that is hot.
Yeah, that's a hot take right there.
Hot take.
Welcome to the program. Woo. Yeah, saw that. And by the way, people who are emailing, thank you for those who had my back to say, no, that's not the same Dan Patrick. No, he wouldn't say something like that. But there were people who had some unkind things to say about me. They did. They really did. And I was going to have my team have my back, and apparently they were doing other things. Yes, Seton.
Right. To be fair, we say lots of stupid things on this show. We just don't say that.
Yeah. Yeah, Paul.
So your name is Dan Patrick, and you do not support this message?
I do not support this message.
I got a text from a buddy who lives in Arizona who's been smoking weed for about 35 years straight. And he texted me, goes, dude, what's up with your boy? And he sent me the link. I'm like, not my boy.
Yeah. So for anybody who thought that was me and are disappointed, just letting you know that that is not me. That's not my quote. That's not something I believe in. And I love grandparents. I really do. I do. You imagine you say, and I can't imagine where you go, I'm going to speak for all grandparents here. Because the lieutenant governor is a grandparent, and therefore he's willing to die for his six grandchildren. All right. I don't know if you took a, you know, how big a sample size you had with grandparents there, but kind of a strong quote there. Strong quote. We now resume our regularly scheduled program, The Dan Patrick Show. Now the bad news, the Olympics have officially been canceled. Just got the word from the International Olympic Committee. I'll give you sort of the meat of this. In the present circumstances and based on the information provided by the WHO today, the IOC president and prime minister of Japan have concluded that the games in Tokyo must be rescheduled to a date beyond 2020, but not later than the summer of 2021 to safeguard the health of the athletes, everybody involved in the Olympic Games, and the international community. When you think about it, we consume the Olympics 3 weeks out of the year, right? Maybe four. Maybe you talk about 3 weeks and then that fourth week of after the Olympics, and we get to see them when they're on different shows, you know, showing off their gold medals. And then we go back to our regular life. So, you know, every 3 years and, 48 weeks, we're not consumed with the Olympics. We don't care about those sports. You know, team handball, you're not, you know, you're curling we might be interested in now, but we're looking for any kind of athletic competition here. Gymnastics, maybe a little bit you'll watch, but for the most part, when's the last time you said, boy, I can't wait to see Simone Biles? Now, when the Olympics roll around, you're excited about that, and rightfully so. But the Olympic, you know, these athletes, they're the ones that are preparing all their lives for this moment, and then it goes away. And I know it can't be controlled, but I think when we don't think of the Olympic athletes at any other time than that 3 week or 4 week period during the summer or winter Olympics. And I feel bad for them because they've been training for this, but it's the right decision. You can't get together with your team, and you want them to be able to go over there and be at their best, be fully prepared. And this was not going to allow them to do this. This program is brought to you by TrueCar. If you want to get an upfront price from a dealer online, search from over a million pre-owned vehicles with a new TrueCar. Buy smarter, drive happier. Joe Buck, the great play-by-play voice, will join us coming up a little bit. He is feeling alone at home. He has nothing to broadcast, no play-by-play, so we'll check in with Joe Buck. Adam Schefter from the Mothership, he's been busy. And Lance Zierlein, NFL.com, when we have our football stars at the Super Bowl read their draft profiles, they're usually reading something that Lance has written about them. Now, he does write good things about them, but we always pick out the bad things because that's better content. So when Drew Brees talks, you know, he reads his draft profile and they have all these negatives, or J.J. Watt does, or Aaron Rodgers does, chances are Lance Zierlein, who does a great job, because he gives you a balanced opinion there. He's not afraid to criticize somebody. Everybody seems to compliment, you know, these draft picks. Every draft pick feels like it's a great draft pick, at least in the first round. And Lance will join us a little bit later on. Lance is of the belief the Bengals would trade. I don't know if he thinks they should trade or will trade that number one pick to the Dolphins for a couple of draft picks, first-round draft picks, and some second-round draft picks. But Lance will join us a little bit later on. You can dial us up if you'd like, 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle, @dpshow. Say good morning to our radio partners, Fox Sports Radio lineup, and you can watch us on youtube.com/thedanpatrickshow. The Meat Madness is underway. Over 50,000 votes yesterday, and the Texas region is on display today. So we will bring you those songs. We have 8 songs to bring to your attention. 2-week voting period for the opening round of Meat Madness. We had some great ones yesterday, really unbelievable ones. The competition will be stiff, and the winner of the Final Fork and the national championship will win a Traeger grill. McLovin, you got a poll question for me today.
Well, it depends. It depends. Do you want draft or do you want free agency losers to start?
You pick.
Okay. Tua Tagovailoa put out a video last night that got the Twitter world very excited where he's working out. If they were both perfectly healthy, who would you want, Joe Burrow or Tua?
I'm still going to take Joe Burrow because he hasn't had any injuries. Although he had an injury at Ohio State, I believe, when he lost out to Fields. But I would take a healthier quarterback in this situation. Tua might have a better upside. He might be a better pro. I don't know. But Joe Burrow, I know, is healthy. Tua is not healthy. And I don't know if that comes back to haunt him. If any of these injuries, you know, is the hip arthritic? Is the ankle arthritic? You never know. Because look at, you know, what happened with Todd Gurley. You don't know. And I can't take that big a risk on a quarterback that is going to be an unknown. Yeah, McLovin.
Another question off that. Which quarterback makes a Pro Bowl first, Burrow or say Tua? Because Burrow is going to Cincinnati where he might not have tools to look good.
Yeah, but he's going to get a chance to play right away. If Tua goes to Miami, I think Ryan Fitzpatrick will probably be your starting quarterback to start out with. You know, it's like Justin Herbert, if he goes to the Chargers, they got Tyrod Taylor there. It feels like those quarterbacks aren't quite ready. Justin Herbert, Jordan Love, they're not ready to start, and they're going to go in and might go into better situations, but they're going to be a backup for a little while. I don't know if Tua plays right away. Joe Burrow is going to play right away. Although the Bengals still have Andy Dalton, and that to me is fascinating. Do you cut him? Is anybody going to trade for him? But we'll talk to Adam Schefter about this next hour. You still have Jameis out there, and you have, you know, Cam Newton. If you're the Dallas Cowboys, would you take a chance on Jameis Winston? Buy low. It gives you a little bit of insurance in case something goes wrong with Dak Prescott. I don't know. Just these guys are going to end up somewhere as a backup, and that's what I wondered about Jameis because that's a former number one overall pick. Cam, does somebody bring in Cam? And, you know, with what happens with the Washington Redskins, you know, they brought in Kyle Allen. Kyle Allen will probably play more than, you know, Dwayne Haskins there because that's Ron Rivera's guy. So if Ron really, you know, he didn't bring in Cam Newton, and that told me something there, that maybe Ron realizes that Cam is not quite healthy yet. Yeah, Paul.
Do you think that the Bengals look at Andy Dalton and say, don't trade him now, trade him in like August 10th when some starter gets injured in a preseason game, assuming the season goes on as asked? Remember years ago when Minnesota had Sam Bradford and they had him and they traded him to Philly? You know, like you wait for that injury to happen and then you can get max value for an Andy Dalton. Maybe they're going to hold him, kind of like blood diamond him for a little bit.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. You know, but it's a situation where, you know, some of these teams, it feels like they're locking in on their quarterbacks right now. And Andy Dalton can start. Now, I was surprised that the Bears didn't go after Andy Dalton. Is Nick Foles a better quarterback than Andy Dalton? Not in my opinion. He's got a higher upside when he's great, but, you know, Andy Dalton's been more consistent than Nick Foles. Yeah, McLovin.
Is Jameis Winston to the Cowboys wishful thinking on your part? Your favorite quarterback.
I know. I don't want to do that to disrupt a team. By the way, they just lost Travis Frederick. And here's a guy who was a great offensive lineman out of Wisconsin, and he's retiring at the age of 29. This isn't a, you know, CTE situation. This is a disease, an autoimmune disease that's attacking his body. It made it difficult for him to be able to function. In 2018, he missed some time due to this disease. And, you know, so now if you're the Cowboys, does this change draft strategy at all with what you do? But, you know, with Jameis, where, you know, Pittsburgh, is that a possibility here? Then he could actually be in a position to be the successor for Ben Roethlisberger. I mean, that to me, if I'm Jameis and I get that opportunity, I can be the backup in Pittsburgh, I take that right away. Because, you know, if I go to Dallas, if Dak signs that long-term deal, I'm not playing. But if I go to Pittsburgh, Ben plays one or two more years, now I'm in good position. I don't know if the Steelers saw enough with Duck Devlin or Mason Rudolph where they go, you know what, we're good with our quarterbacks, because I wouldn't be. I would seriously look at Jameis Winston if I'm the Steelers. And even the Cowboys. Who's their backup right now? You know, McLevin?
Is it Cooper Rush still? Possibly? Remember that guy, Cooper Rush, small college guy? He was there, I think, last year, but we'll double check.
Yeah, Paul.
Was he a Central Michigan Chippewa, Cooper Rush? That's the feeling I'm getting from my 1-8-8.
He's no Easton Stick.
Oh, you love that guy.
Yes. Phone calls are welcome, 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle, @DP Show. So we'll do the Texas region. We'll have that for you coming up. I think I've covered all of the headlines here. And we'll settle on a poll question, McLevin. Which one do you want to go with first hour?
I want to go for clicks. Who's had the worst offseason? Let's do it and put the Cowboys at the top of that list because they didn't pay Dak. They didn't re-sign Byron Jones, the cornerback. And now, unfortunately, they lost Travis Frederick. I looked at a list on CBSSports.com. It's the Texans, the Cowboys, the Los Angeles Rams, the Detroit Lions are the five worst off-seasons. How about that for the poll?
Yeah, sure. Why not? Yeah, Paul.
I'd like to throw in a team to discuss for this poll, the Indianapolis Colts. The Colts used a first-round pick to get DeForest Buckner, who they got to pay a lot of money. They brought in an old quarterback who didn't play well last year, and it wasn't Tom Brady. Do they seem improved?
I just can't. Like, I'm still trying to wrap my head around this with Phillip Rivers. They reportedly weren't interested in Tom Brady. Brady was interested in the Colts. You know, according to his agent, they were trying to get interest from the Colts. If you're paying Phillip Rivers $25 million for 1 year, why not pay Tom Brady $50 million for two? That still baffles me. Now, I know there's a relationship between the offensive coordinator and Phillip Rivers, but I don't care. You know, were the Colts adverse to bringing in Brady? They brought in Jacoby Brissett, so you can't say, well, they'd never bring in a Patriot, but maybe they didn't want to be involved in the whole Tom Brady process. I don't know. But I would have said, hey, that seems like a pretty good deal. Yeah, McLevin.
You said that kind of casually, that Tom Brady had interest in the Colts. I thought the Colts turned him in for Deflategate.
Well, that was a long time ago with a different GM.
Wasn't that long ago.
Yeah. I'm trying to move on, Seton. I'm trying to move on. You know, maybe it came down to that. I have no idea. I just kept thinking, well, wait a minute. Why wouldn't you just bring in Brady? Could you have gotten Phillip Rivers at a cheaper price if you said you were looking at Brady? I don't know. But Phillip Rivers for one or Brady for two at the same money? I'm taking Tom Brady every day. What's my upside? Maybe playing deep into January with Tom Brady. Phillip Rivers, maybe a good regular season. But look at the weapons he had with the Chargers last year, and they did nothing. Brady, and granted, Brady's better off in Tampa with those weapons, with that coach, and maybe that's, you know, the relaxed atmosphere that he wants to have and he feels appreciated there. You don't want to go where you're forcing your way into the Colts. You want to be appreciated. And that's why, if that's, you know, that feels like that's one of the overriding factors why he decided that he was going to go to Tampa. He just wanted to be appreciated, respected, loved, as strange as that may sound. All right, we'll take a break. Phone call's coming up. And we'll check in with Joe Buck. Hey, Todd.
How are you?
Good.
I'm a little concerned about Joe. I think he's losing his mind a little bit. I think it's very creative what he's doing, trying to pass the time. But these tweets are coming out, and he's narrating things going on with his family and his kid falling down and smacking his wife. It's getting a little strange. Hopefully, you can.
Joe didn't smack his wife.
No, Joe's baby.
Yeah,
there you go. Shot at the wife. So things are getting a little wild in the Buck household. So hopefully you can ease his mind a little bit there.
Probably should have just gone to commercial.
I appreciate you trying to work me into the first segment, though.
Yeah, well, I didn't know if you were with us.
Shot.
Yeah, I didn't know if you were with us. Still don't know if you're with us. I'm glad to have you, though.
It's good to be here.
Glad to have you. Hope you stick around.
Got my Davis jersey on. I'm feeling good.
Oh, no, I got you. I got it. You're looking good, man. Looking good. All right, we'll take a break here. Coming up on 18 after the hour, phone calls on the way. This is the sportscaster, Dan Patrick, on The Dan Patrick Show.
Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. And I bet it can be hard work. You know what's easy? Bundling policies with GEICO. GEICO makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to GEICO.com, get a quote, and see how much you can save. It's GEICO easy. Visit GEICO.com today. That's GEICO.com. Once again, it's GEICO easy. Visit GEICO.com today, GEICO.com.
With currently no NBA, NHL, or MLB, you might think there's nothing to bet on. Well, you'd be wrong. Our exclusive partner, BetOnline, still has hundreds of sports, events, and games to wager on. Or let them bring Vegas to you with their online casino and blackjack. All open 24 hours a day and all online, including a $750,000 poker chip. If you're into props and entertainment betting, you can still bet on Survivor, Big Brother, American Idol, stock prices, and even the weather. Visit the website or use your mobile device and join today to receive a 100% welcome bonus with your first deposit. Visit our good friends and exclusive partner at BetOnline to take advantage of the best bonuses in the business. Sign up for a free account and make sure to use that promo code PODCAST1 for your 100% sign-up bonus. Visit betonline.ag and don't forget the promo code PODCAST1 for your 100% sign-up bonus. BetOnline, your online sportsbook expert.
We'll settle on a poll question coming up. A couple of phone calls here. Jack in Chicago joins us. Good morning, Jack. What's on your mind?
I was wondering, who would you rather have, Nick Foles or Mitchell Trubisky as your starting quarterback?
Are you a Bears fan, Jack?
Yes.
How old are you?
13.
Who do you want as your quarterback?
Well, Foles did help the Eagles win the Super Bowl, so I'd probably pick Foles.
All right. I would pick Nick Foles as well. Thank you, Jack.
Thank you.
Yeah, and good luck this season. I'm going to homeschool Jack. Nick Foles, though, is the right choice here because you have this window of opportunity here with that defense, Khalil Mack. You want to make sure you have the right quarterback in there. And Mitchell Trubisky, it still feels like a work in progress. We're finding some of these younger quarterbacks, Marcus Mariota, Jameis Winston, maybe Mitchell Trubisky. You know, Daniel Jones may work out where they're going to end up going to another team eventually, being a backup. And it's kind of the Ryan Tannehill way of life where you move on, you're back up, you wait for your chance, you go in there, and then you're there for the long haul. At least you get another contract. And that may be the case with Mitchell Trubisky. Now, if you get the right situation there or he goes in and learns from somebody, then you got an opportunity to maybe see, what the promise was that the Bears saw in him on draft night. Jeremy in Texas joins us. Hi, Jeremy.
Good morning. Long time, first time, 5'8", 200. I wanted to mention, y'all were talking about Dak Prescott's situation. You know, they just paid Amari Cooper. They're running out of money. They're picking up all these defensive guys. Why not pick a cornerback first round, second, third round, pick up a Jalen Hurts? You know, everybody forgets about Jalen and what he did in Alabama, and then he goes to Oklahoma and has a phenomenal season in Oklahoma, but nobody's ever mentioning him. So, you know, he could be one of those sleeper picks.
Yeah, but that's how they got Dak Prescott. You know, you had Tony Romo, and they were looking at Connor Cook out of Michigan State, missed out on him, and then they were even thinking of drafting Johnny Manziel years ago. Dak Prescott fell into their lap, and, they found their franchise quarterback. Jalen Hurts is going to get an opportunity somewhere as a backup quarterback, I feel. I don't know if it's New England. You know, I saw Mel Kiper's latest mock draft, and he had Jordan Love going to the Patriots.
Really?
So, you're starting to figure out where these guys are going to go. Jordan Love is not a top 10 pick, in my opinion, not a top 15 pick. So somebody is going to maybe get a bargain down the road with Jordan Love. But if you're drafting somebody that high, it feels like you want them, expect them to play right away. Dwayne Haskins wasn't ready to play right away. Daniel Jones probably wasn't. He waited a little bit, and then he got his opportunity, and he had some really good moments there. But we tend to think, coming out of college, these guys are in a pro set, that it's easy to make that transition. For some it is, and for others, that's the normal. That's what it's always been for the, even the great quarterbacks. There is that transitional period. Some of these, you know, guys can come in and play right away and play at a high level, but it takes a little bit of time for the other ones. All right, 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com. We'll settle on the poll question. Now, do we have any other poll questions, McLovin, before we talk to Joe Buck?
Well, we did put up just now who had the worst offseason, the Texans, the Cowboys, the Rams, Colts, or the Jaguars.
Okay.
Apparently the Jaguars lost everybody. But this is going to be the Cowboys, right, because they're the most popular team, so people focus on them more.
Well, you lose a great offensive lineman. I don't want Amari Cooper at that price. And you didn't sign Dak long term. I'd have to put the Patriots in there, McLovin. Because
They're in there too.
Okay.
I'm just adding them now.
Yeah.
Has that been a bad offseason, or is that what they wanted to do?
Well, Kyle Van Noy, did they plan on losing him? And Brady, maybe they were planning on losing him, but I would think I'd have a big question mark with the Patriots to what they did in the offseason. All right, let me get to Joe Buck, Fox NFL baseball play-by-play announcer. Where are you, Joe?
I'm sitting in my damn desk where I've been for the last two damn weeks.
Describe the offense, there. Take inventory for me.
A lot of pictures of myself.
Of course.
That's kind of the way I roll. Me in various poses. Me with friends that I haven't kept up with over the years. There's some pictures of my wife in here. There's one picture of my kids. That's irrelevant. There's a bunch of Emmys sitting around. There's two bobbleheads. There's a lot of books that I've told people that I've read and haven't.
The one thing you grab, if you can only grab one thing, leaving the house?
Emmys, all of them.
Me too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The one thing I would grab, there's a picture. I mean, I figure, you know, if I'm running out of the house, I'm running out of the house with my wife and kids, so we can replace those pictures. But there's a picture of my dad and me that I joke about the Emmys for a lot of different reasons. But there was one night we had in New York where he got a Lifetime Emmy, and I got to present him. And he and I are sharing a hug that there's a look on both of our faces that I would never want to lose. And it was taken with one of those disposable cameras that we bought at the Marriott on the way in, and somehow the picture actually turned out. So that definitely would be something that I would search for in the smoke. And by the way, I'm talking as somebody whose mom's house burned to the ground. So you do lose a lot, and whatever doesn't get burned gets drowned. So it's not a laughing matter, but I would definitely go after that picture.
How are you keeping sharp?
I don't know that I've ever been sharp.
Fair enough.
I do know. I would assume you're in the same boat as me. I'm really flooded with information, with daily clips that Fox has some service that'll pull clips from every newspaper in the country or different blogs or different websites or whatever that kind of consolidates the different baseball stories, the different football stories, newsletters, whatever I get online. And I actually I feel like I'm kind of more dialed in than I've ever been. There's just nothing to do with the information. But I've done probably more reading in my quote-unquote offseason than I've ever done, because I'm sitting around the house and trying to duck away from my almost two-year-old twin boys.
What have you heard about baseball?
I really haven't heard anything. I don't know that anybody knows any real information. I would imagine if you sat down with Rob Manfred right now, the commissioner of Major League Baseball, he would have no real idea of when they're going to get going. I mean, I would like to think that there's going to be a season. I would like to think that if they got 80, 81 games in, like half a season, it would feel like a Major League Baseball effort. But I think anything short of that, you know, they're going to have to get rolling, in my opinion, by at least mid-June. I don't see May as a possibility, and they're basically going to have to start spring training over again whenever they ramp up. I mean, all this stuff seems silly when you think about loss of life and this whole pandemic situation that is literally around the world. So I get it when people roll their eyes and you're talking about sports, but it's a big part of American life. And, you know, I've talked to our producer with golf. The U.S. Open is mid-June. I would say that's iffy. And even if they do play it, or even if they do get back to baseball, who knows what the crowd situation is going to be like. So it's a brave new world, a totally different world, and I don't know that anybody can tell you anything. Nobody at the network has said one word about when baseball will start up. Nobody knows.
But we're going to be so backed up with all these sporting events. If you look at golf, baseball starts, the NBA, if they try to squeeze that in, NASCAR try to get that in. There's hockey that needs to be squeezed in here. Maybe soccer that needs to be squeezed in. Then you start with the off-season workouts or training camp with the NFL. I don't know if we have enough time to put all of that in the span of about, you know, 5 months.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I know from a reliable source that at least with regard to hockey, their plan is, you know, first of all, they need to make sure nobody tests positive, you know, whenever the startup date is looming. And then they'll have a camp for about a week. They'll open up the playoffs to even more teams than they typically have. And I think they'll just slam right into a playoff situation and play the Stanley Cup playoffs. So there's no way they can finish the regular season, readjust, go into the playoffs. And I think it's going to be that way across the board. I don't know what Major League Baseball is going to do with a shortened season, and maybe they have to or get to toy with the postseason picture and add teams like they floated a month or so ago. And the postseason looks different not only in 2020, but going forward. Maybe it's an opportunity that way to get people looking at the playoffs in a different way than they ever have in Major League Baseball.
Talking to Joe Buck, Fox NFL and baseball play-by-play announcer. He has been inviting fans to send him videos so he can call play-by-play. And you said on Twitter you did about 12 videos yesterday. Do you want to ask for more here today?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're stacked up.
Okay.
Trust me. But I'm happy to get them, and I want to keep doing them. What I didn't realize was I got these videos. Fox compiled them for me because it has nothing to do with anything but my technological ineptitude. And they sent me the videos. I did the voiceover into kind of a portable recording device, and then I sent those files back to somebody at Fox, and then they're putting them on top of the videos. And then I got a note last night, well, we're trying to clear the videos, I guess, with the people who sent them. So they'll start, you know, hitting the internet today. I don't want everybody to like hold their breath like these are the you know, this is Michelangelo presenting play-by-play of somebody throwing darts in their living room. But those are done. I'd like to do 10 or 12 a day just for the hell of it, and people seem to enjoy it. Hopefully they do. If they don't, I'll stop. If they do, I think it's a chance to maybe raise some money for people who desperately need it at this time of total shutdown.
And what are you asking for from those who send in videos?
No, I just a donation somewhere. I mean, I have no way of following up on it. I think I'm just playing on people's guilt, playing on people's, you know, their word, and hoping that they'll follow through on what they say they'll do. If I do the play-by-play to whatever they're doing in their backyard, their living room, their basement, or whatever it might be, then they've got to make a donation somewhere that matters during this time. And I don't care if it's $10,000, $10, or a dollar. Just I think the effort gets everybody thinking the right way. So I'm not checking up on it. I'm just hoping that people will actually follow through on making good, because you and I are so lucky to do what we do. And there's so many people wondering if they're going to be able to make, you know, a rent check or wondering where the next paycheck's going to come from or when. So, you know, any little bit's got to help.
Where are the kids?
I have no idea. they're wandering the halls. They turn two at the end of April. Michelle, my wife, is sitting with them right now. They're coloring. And then my other kids, my other set, the 23 and 20-year-olds, are home. One's home from New York. One's home from USC. And everybody's together. So, I mean, I think there's some silver lining in it. Obviously, while people are you know, struggling with this virus, you know, those who aren't touched by it personally, I think have an opportunity to reconnect. And I think that's it's been nice having everybody at home. But I have never wanted to go pay somebody for a dinner out more than I do right now.
Rank your kids, because you told me this privately, like favorite to least favorite.
Yeah, well, I mean, they're two different sets. There's the older set and then the younger set. The younger of the older two, she and I have a connection, but the older one, the trick in parenting in my 23 years of it, excuse me, is making both feel like they're the favorite kid. So I think they both, if you hooked them up to a lie detector and you said, are you your dad's favorite kid? They would both say yes, and they would both pass. So, you know, I don't think publicly is the right time to do it. At a bar, I'll tell you which one is my favorite. And then of the younger two, one of them looks a lot like me, bigger head.
Is that a good thing?
Bigger body. No,
you got
not
a
at all.
Beautiful but, wife. I feel bad for that little
well,
guy.
They're both, you know, they're both, knock on wood, and thank God, they're both, you know, good-looking kids. But one looks like my baby picture. One looks like Michelle's baby picture. So I'll let you guess which one of those two, at least through almost 2 years of life, is my favorite.
Good luck at home there. Enjoy all of that.
Can we do this longer, please?
You want to call in later? You want to call in tomorrow?
Yeah, I just want to sit in my office. This is so much nicer.
Because as soon as your wife doesn't hear you on the radio anymore, you just pretend you're talking.
You just hang up whenever you're done.
Yeah.
And I'll just keep talking at a really loud volume, and she'll think that I'm still doing it, babe. I'm still on the air.
Give me a
on with Dan Patrick.
Get a fake laugh in there, too. There you go. That'll always do. Yeah, you don't want to interrupt that.
Remember the time?
Yeah.
2004.
Good
what
times.
A year that was.
Good times, great oldies. Good luck, Joe.
First time, long time. Okay, you have a great day.
Thank you, Joe. That's Joe Buck, Fox NFL baseball play-by-play announcer. We'll take a break. We got our play of the day. I got some Meat Madness songs to bring the Texas region. And if these songs are anywhere near what we had yesterday, you're in for a treat, good and bad. And also, I started watching a documentary. It was a bad idea to watch this documentary. I'll have that for you coming up next on the Dan Patrick Show.
Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. And I bet it can be hard work. You know what's easy? Bundling policies with GEICO. GEICO makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to GEICO.com, get a quote, and see how much you can save. It's GEICO easy. Visit GEICO.com today. That's GEICO.com. Once again, it's GEICO easy. Visit GEICO.com today, GEICO.com. Hey, listeners, just wanted to take a minute to thank all our great sponsors and all of you great listeners for supporting this podcast. We certainly couldn't do it without either of you. And I wanted to remind you that you can support our sponsors by going to our show page at podcastone.com, clicking on the Support This Podcast button, and there you will see all our wonderful sponsors that help make this show possible. Thank you for downloading, subscribing, and, of course, supporting. And now back to the show.
The play of the day. This is the play of the day.
Check this out.
Here comes Jimmer. Long range. Are you kidding me? He's got his J back, folks, and the eye of the tiger.
That's courtesy of CBS. That was 9 years ago today. Jimmer Fredette played his last college basketball game. Florida bounced BYU from the Sweet 16. That year he led the nation in scoring, just under 29 points per game. Support for the Dan Patrick Show is from LegalZoom. It's important to know the benefits of setting up your business the right way. Good thing LegalZoom can help. Their network of independent attorneys can answer questions and provide legal advice. To learn more, go to LegalZoom.com. We'll get some Meat Madness songs here, update the poll result. I started watching a show last night. It's called Tiger King, and it's on Netflix. So I was looking at, here's a summary of the show, just to give you an idea, this from the big lead. The star of the show is a man named Joe Exotic. He's just your average openly gay, gun-toting, drug-using, big cat-loving, polygamous zookeeper who ran for president in 2016. Spoiler alert, that was given away in the trailer. He went to prison thanks to a ham-fisted murder-for-hire plot against another big cat enthusiast. I know what you're thinking after reading all that. Is Joe a country recording artist? Yep, he's that as well. He's got music videos. He's got, yeah, I mean, it's fascinating. He's got a song called Here, Kitty, Kitty. He's got My First Love. It's called A Pretty Woman Lover. So he's gay, and he's got these women climbing all over him. But the documentary, you start to watch it, and you think you're watching something that Christopher Guest, who gave us Best in Show, would have created, where you're going to go, okay, we've got this guy, and he's openly gay. He loves lions and tigers, and he collects them, and you can come in, and you can pet them. And then he does songs. It's crazy. Yeah, Todd.
What drew you to that? Who told you about it? Why did you check that out last night?
Got a lot of publicity on Netflix. They're really kind of pumping it out. Like, you just look at it and you go, that's an interesting-looking guy there. And then I watch the trailer, which I never should have done, because then I go, oh, you got me. Yeah, Seton.
I started watching that last night, too, actually, but I fell asleep during it. Not because it wasn't interesting, but just because I was really tired. But I found it interesting when they start bringing in the other sort of big cat people.
Yeah.
Like, there's the guy in South Carolina, and you can tell that these dudes have these, like, they're known internationally, and they really enjoy that. But they're like, you know, I'm arguably the biggest big cat owner in the world or whatever, in private, and blah, blah, blah. You know, they're
massive egos.
Crazy.
Yes.
Yeah.
But they basically have a zoo. They have a zoo where you can come in and, you know, they'll bring out the little tiger cubs and you can pet them, get your picture with them. And then he does all these tricks with them and, you know, pets them.
And it costs them like hundreds of thousands of dollars a year just to feed them.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, McLovin.
Okay, so I'm one episode in. I think the other people are also very weird. Doc Antle, as Seton mentioned, and the conservative. I've never – is it all real, Dan? That's my question.
I kept thinking that this is something that you would give that kind of mockumentary when they did Best in Show or Waiting for Guffman, that you go, okay, wait a minute. But this guy's in prison. He tried to have somebody killed. There's a woman who I think is in Florida, and her job is basically to harass this guy, Joe Exotic, so people won't show up at his events because she thinks it's cruel and unusual punishment to have these animals in captivity. Yeah, Paulie.
I did some research here. There are 8 states where it's completely legal to own a tiger. North Carolina, Bama, Delaware, Nevada, Oklahoma, South Carolina, West Virginia, Wisconsin. Shockingly, Florida is not involved. 14 other states require a permit to own a tiger or any other big cat. You can buy a tiger for under $5,000. But the problem is you need at least 15 pounds of meat a day for an average-sized tiger to feed it.
Yeah, I think Joe Exotic is in Oklahoma, but you know, he's got billboards there where you can take families go in there and they take the tour and he puts on a big show for you. He's dressed up like he's got an outfit on. He carries a gun with him. He's got his eyeball or eye whatever above his eye, like his eyebrow pierced with, he's got piercings there and his rings on his earrings. And like, he's got his hair bleached blonde. He's a real character, man. Real character, but
that bleach blonde mullet is pretty awesome.
Yeah, you just don't find enough of those anymore. Season 3 of Ozark comes out on Friday.
Ooh.
It should be nice. Send me into the weekend. A little binge-watching there with Jason Bateman. But, yeah, Joe Exotic. Yeah, give it a shot. You know, if you're saying, hey, let me try something, do that. Yeah, see.
You know what I love, too? They catch all these little moments where he's getting – the Joe Exotic is getting interviewed by whoever the person is doing the documentary, and he'll be there, like, petting the cat and being like, oh, look, this one just loves to be touched. This one just needs cuddles and all this stuff. And while he's saying that, the cat will go, like, and bite his hand. And he's like, no, no, that's okay. That's okay. That's okay. And he, like, hides it behind. No, 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 that's okay. That's okay. No, it's okay. That's fine. That's fine. What?
And then at some point, he's got a knee brace on, and he's got a crutch, and it's, I don't even know what happened to him. But it's bizarre, but it feels like you're being played, that this isn't real with Joe Exotic. I didn't know he ran for president in 2016. I missed him on the debates there. Wait, was Joe Exotic on the debates there? I'm not quite sure I saw that, but... Yeah, man, for your viewing pleasure, and I put pleasure in small letters, not capital letters. Update the poll results, McLevin.
Okay, who had the worst offseason so far? The Texans are actually running away with it after losing DeAndre Hopkins, and then the Patriots second.
Yeah, all right.
Cowboys are fourth, so no one's worried about the Cowboys.
Well, they better win a Super Bowl real soon because they're going to be in salary cap hell. They're going to be. Because they paid everybody. And you still haven't fully paid Dak Prescott, whether it's for a three-year deal or a five-year deal. You know, Jerry's been all in the last couple of years on trying to win that Super Bowl. And they paid Amari Cooper, paid Ezekiel Elliott, the offensive line, some of those defensive players. Adam Schefter will join us coming up in about a half hour. Where does he think Jameis Winston, Cam Newton, Andy Dalton are headed? Anybody headed to New England? What do you think of my idea? Jameis Winston in Pittsburgh. 1 hour in the books, two more to go with Seton, Paulie, Fritzy, McLovin, yours truly. On this Tuesday, this is the Dan Patrick Show, the Sportscaster.
Hi and hello, sports fans. Dave Damashek here, and guess who's sitting exactly 6 feet away from me?
Adam Carolla.
And we're both here to let you know your favorite Adam Carolla Show segment now has its very own feed.
Well, what about the injury? And I go, that's fine, but what about being a your whole life?
We know the real reason so many people tune into the Adam Carolla Show. So let's give the people what they want, eh?
I've seen pictures of him in Russia with his shirt off, and he looks pretty chiseled.
Enjoy all the good sports segments together in just one place. Make sure you subscribe to Good Sports, available on Apple Podcasts, Podcast One, Spotify, and all your favorite podcast platforms. I don't want anything to do with performance enhancing. Just, you know, being a hero, you know?
That's what I'd like.
Anything to add, Ace?
No.
Okay.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.